Alrighty, good morning. Wake up, sluts.
Oh, you did it early.
I did it early. I got into you sluts early.
Got it to you early.
6:35, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Rock News quick hits. Nikki and Courtney Six revealed that their baby, due in the late spring, will be a girl. It's the first for the couple and fifth child overall for Nikki.
Oh, she's going to have a baby.
He's going to be a soccer player.
He's going to be a soccer player.
We feel the kicks.
Drowning Pool started work on their first new album since 2015 this week. Good news.
Yeah, nice.
Good news.
Wait, say that again. I wasn't paying attention.
Drowning Pool.
Oh, nice.
You know, they sing the song Bodies.
Hit the floor, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's about to happen.
Yeah, right there. One of these right where you sneeze. Shut up, you moron. Lastly, in your rock news, obviously the Grammys are taking place this Sunday. Rock usually gets a rough shake on this. We don't get the fair end because everyone listens to pop and country and all that garbage.
I'm not a big fan of the Grammys. The only Grammys I like is my Grammy, my grandma. I call her Grammy. That's her name.
Get the hell out.
Why? I'm just saying.
You get the hell out with that cheesy stuff.
Cheese balls.
Greta Van Fleet led the rock nominees at the Grammy Awards for Sunday night. The Michigan Quartet has four nods for Best New Artist, which is awesome, Best Rock Album, Best Rock Song, and Best Rock Performance. So they're in the rock categories, and, I mean, that's legit, man. That's some really big nominations to get. Yeah. Other acts pick up multiple nominations include the Arctic Monkeys and Beck. Ghost got a nomination for Best Rock Album, and Rats is up for Best Rock Song. What else? Other nominations include Chris Cornell, Fall Out Boy, Alice in Chains, Weezer, The Fever 333, which I love, Trivium, Tyler Joseph, I don't know who that is, 21 Pilots, and Bring Me the Horizon. Hailstorm are nominated for Best Rock Performance category for Uncomfortable. The band won for Best Rock Metal Performance back in 2013, and they say being nominated again, they feel it's the right path for the band. Actually, Lizzie and Joe commented on that.
It's fantastic to be nominated again because it's this validation that we're not crazy, even though we're, you know, we work our butts off and we do our job and everything. And so just to have that nod and, you know, that validation that we're,
yeah, and
we're
all
doing.
All the things we've been fighting for with this record in particular and the sound and our ideas, yeah, like you said, a little bit validated.
The only rock performance slated for the show is the Chili Peppers with rapper Post Malone. Alicia Keys is hosting.
Post Malone.
Yeah. The Chili Peppers and Post Malone.
Have you seen anything on Post Malone?
Dude, that guy is just...
I think his, what was it, his friend or like his agent or something, ditched him because he stunk. He smelled too bad.
He does look like a guy that just...
Dude, he looks like... That kid, you know, in high school that wouldn't dress for gym.
Do you remember the little, like, Care Bears that you could draw on? Do you remember that? It was like this, it was this thing where, like, it was a special marker and it was a Care Bear and you could draw on it, okay? And then you throw it in the wash and it would come clean, then you could draw on it again.
Yeah, okay.
He looks like a Care Bear that has been, that drawn
with
Care Bear with the tattoos. It just looks like a toddler just went ham. On a Care Bear.
His like ponytails, dreadlocks.
I don't understand it.
This guy is famous, Brock. This guy is rich.
Oh, super rich. Super rich.
What are we doing? What are we doing wrong?
We're doing it wrong. We need a face tat and some dreads and just mumble rap, I guess.